The three friends lay side by side with Danny in the middle. The floor of their treehouse was triangular. It worked out okay because Janie fit near the wall, under the window. Danny was a big kid for 12, but he went in the middle because Cupcake took up the most space. Cupcake was enormous, and his legs extended through the open trap door. He was built like a small refrigerator, with square shoulders and a jaw, a flat-top haircut, meaty hands, and ears flatter to his head than a coonhound. He looked like he'd been assembled from a giant Lego set. The only thing small about Cupcake were his teeth, which spilled around the inside of his mouth like corn off the cob. "After your first 4 years in the NFL, you become a free agent," Danny explained. "So even if we don't get drafted by the same team, we can go wherever we want after 4 years."
"Pittsburgh?" Cupcake suggested, brushing light brown hair out of his pale blue eyes.
Danny frowned.
"I'm not my dad, Cupcake. When will you get that through your head?"
"Who wouldn't want to be your dad?" Cupcake grumbled. "Only you."
Danny wanted to change the subject.
"I think we'll let Janie decide where we go."
Janie smiled.
"Janie?"
Cupcake sat up and looked down at Danny with a frown.
"Yeah," Danny said. "By then she'll be a doctor and she'll have to pick where she wants to do her residency. Wherever that is, we can go play for that team."
Cupcake's face still hovered above them.
"What if the team stinks, like Cleveland or something?"
"Janie wouldn't want to go any place with a lousy team," Danny said.
"For sure."
Janie spoke in a dreamy voice, almost like she'd been dozing off.
"Oh."
Cupcake lay back down.
"I wish it would cool off. I swear 4 o'clock is the hottest part of the day."
Danny bolted up.
"Wait, it's not 4 yet."
"It's 3 minutes after 4.
Cupcake held up his phone.
"No, I set an alarm."
Danny fumbled with his own phone and saw he'd set it for 3:30 a.m.
"Oh, shiitake mushrooms."
Danny scrambled up, pushed Cupcake's legs aside, and scrambled down the ladder. Janie's face appeared in the window above.
"Where are you going?"
Danny turned and ran, shouting over his shoulder.
"My dad's work. He's taking me for football cleats."
He flew through the woods, down a long, winding path that came out by the guardrail on Route 222. He scooped his bike out of the tall grass and rocketed into Crooked Creek. Shops in town had already changed their 4th of July red, white, and blue banners and flags for football banners and bunting. Purple and white for the Crooked Creek Junior High Raiders. Gold and black for the Jericho High Cowboys. The clock over the old brick corner store showed how late he was. He turned left at the store and pedaled like a madman to the edge of town, where the enormous showroom of Zurich Farm Implements dominated the street. In the front of the three-story glass showroom window was a bright red combine the size of a dinosaur. Danny ditched his bike near the service entrance and entered the showroom from the back. The first floor was lined with offices of the salesmen who worked under his dad. There were 7 other stores across the state with their own stables of salesmen who also worked for Danny's dad. Danny waved at Mr. Humphreys through his office window and took the stairs 2 at a time up to his father's large glass office, overlooking the showroom. He rounded the corner and froze. Sitting across from his father's desk was the hulking figure of a farmer wearing a plaid shirt and suspenders. Danny's dad saw him, and instead of giving Danny the scowl he expected for being late, he grinned and waved his son in. Danny obeyed.
"Mr. Lindsay, this is my son, Danny."
"Sorry I'm late, Dad."
"Mr. Lindsay, are kids ever on time?"
"Not like you and me ever were."
The farmer stood up and extended a leathery hand to Danny.
"I heard you're a chip off the block. Gonna lead Crooked Creek to the county championship this season, people are saying."
"I hope so, sir."
"Even looks like you, Daniel."
The farmer squinted at Danny's dad.
We'll see if he gets that ring you got, though. If he's like my kids, he won't.